Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, media group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram, YouTube. YouTube.com/ Eric Tenkar, ERIKTENKAR. Go to YouTube, go to our page, subscribe. Yes, you can listen to the podcast there too, but there will be some live recordings of the podcast and there'll be other material. It doesn't maybe convert over purely to the audio version, so it's going to stay up on YouTube. Probably going to be doing some Games from the Basement episodes that are going to be purely YouTube. So go over there, hang out. Also, this episode is being sponsored. We have a sponsor, Fail Squad Games. They have a Kickstarter. Dun, 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 dun. Maximum HP number 4. Its design, it's for 5E and 1E. You can get it in either flavor. It's October, right? What do you think the flavor is for us? Undead. Undead Special. Go. Do a quick Google search for Maximum HP number 4. Big thanks to Fail Squad Games. So, we have a voicemail. We're going to go to the voicemail, and then we're going to pop back and dive into the show.
Hey, Eric, Jason here. As far as virtual games, Roll20 is great, especially when it all works and the audio and visual works, because I think to bring the game experience virtually, you need that visual. Ideally, you'll have a video and be able to look at all the players. They'll be able to look at you. I think that's a huge part of it. The tools are nice, Fog of War, tokens. And if I was doing a tactical dungeon crawl, I'd use all that. But I've moved back to Zoom for the most part, and just Zoom has a whiteboard. I can share audio on Zoom. I can share PowerPoints, and I can do tactical maps, and I can move tokens on PowerPoints by one. But with Zoom, I can look at everybody. They can look at me. Just use paper character sheets at home. Roll real dice at home. You don't need all that virtual crap. All you need to do is see the players, interact with them. And like I say, with the whiteboard, you can throw up maps, images, sounds if you want to. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
So Jason, yeah, again, my fallback is Roll20. My God, yes, I have had horrible experiences with their video and audio. When we were playing regularly on Saturday nights, we had players in New York, Connecticut, Georgia, Vancouver, Canada, and we could, so-and-so could hear, Connecticut and Canada, but couldn't hear Atlanta. New York, me, I could hear everybody, but I only got two of the videos working. It would never sync up. It was a pain in the ass. So we used to always default back to Hangouts, which was fine when Roll20 was integrated into Hangouts. Now it wasn't integrated into Hangouts. Now I used Discord the last time. I know that yesterday, Vince Florio mentioned Foundry Virtual Tabletop, a self-hosted, modern, and developer-friendly role-playing platform. And I think that's something I'm going to have to take a look at. Maybe the best of both worlds. You don't necessarily have the same issues you might have at Fantasygrounds, where people have to log into your server, because the server apparently is hosted by Foundry. But at the same time, it's not a web app. So, maybe I'm thinking it's a web app. Oh, no. Well, your players connect directly through your browser. All right. Definitely going to have to look deeper into that one. Because I think virtual playing is where things are moving. I could be wrong. But that's the way I see it. Now, also yesterday, over on the Tenkar's Tavern blog, tenkarstavern.com, Chris Dogill was posting, and he was talking about how he keeps and gathers his gaming ideas. And I'll be honest with you, I am horrible. I got these great ideas, but I am horrible at writing them down. And at one point, I was like, oh, I'm going to get a micro cassette recorder or a digital cassette recorder. and leave it by my bed. And then I was just talking to it. I had these ideas on some in this space that's in between. And here's reality. When I'm in a space that's in between, everything sounds good. But when you wake up to the cold reality of the morning, where, you know, after you do your morning necessities, you know, for some of you, it's like when you start putting the coffee on to brew. Now it's getting a little chilly. I'll start doing my tea in the morning again. You realize that most of those thoughts that we were having, at least in my case, 99.8% of those, oh my God, what excellent gaming, they were shit, all right? They were shit. Some of them amount to something, and some of them are actually thoughts about, all right, how can I do something that's going to benefit the community, the OSR? What can I do? And so, you know, somebody's going to think, who worries about that? I do, because it's part of the community that I am in, right? This is, you know, when I was an active police officer, I was concerned with making sure the officers that reported to me were well taken care of and kept out of trouble and, you know, knew their responsibilities and all that stuff. And I'll be honest with you, this year has been such a total fuck up on so many levels. I am thrilled that I got out Torchlight issue number one. I was supposed to get out Torchlight issue number two, we got out the premiere issue. Torchlight issue number one was supposed to be September, and now we're almost midway through October, and work on that hasn't progressed in a month and a half. And that's all on me. You know, it's just been, stuff piles up on your plate, and you realize, ugh. But I have great campaign ideas, too. Campaigns that I'm dying to run. And not necessarily dying to write it all down. Again, these are things that sound so much better in your head. When we start putting pen to paper, they start falling apart. That's often my issue. I would love to know what your issues are when it comes to that. I mean, what is your technique? I mean, I've done the index cards. When I used to work, before I was a cop, I used to work at Stern's Department Store out in Flushing, New York. And I used to take printing paper and fold it up so it was pretty much, I don't know, maybe 3 inches by 2 inches. And I would actually write out encounters on each of those little squares. And then I'd flip it to another one. And I wish I could find that stuff, because I had some decent gaming ideas. I mean, I thought they were decent at the time. Maybe here we are 25, 30 years later. Maybe they weren't as decent as they thought. But you never know, right? Folks, how do you collate your gaming ideas? How do you, when those sparks of genius come when you're in the shower, which is usually where mine come these days, you're in the shower, you're like, oh my God, this would be awesome. And then by the time you step out of the shower, you fucking forgot it. What do you do? How do you write this stuff down? How do you or type it down or store it on your phone or speak it, or how do you preserve that so you can gather it later? I'd love to know. I'm sure Chris would love to know too. Folks, we're still in the midst of the world of COVID. What does that mean? It means common sense. Take common sense precautions to keep yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones safe and healthy. And that means you got to keep yourself safe. Also, we have big elections coming up. Depending on your state, you can vote by mail, or you can request an absentee ballot, or there's early voting. I just looked at my mail, and I see that there's early voting, which starts, I guess, in like a week and a half here in New York City. And we get to go to our local Elks Club, and it's open. Once it's open, like, I don't know, like 9 to 7 pretty much every day for early voting. So if you want to vote in person, but you don't necessarily want to expose yourself to large crowds, if your state offers early voting, you might want to do that too. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I, God willing, will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.